Mobile.
KO4HKX, K2RCL. How's it going, Patrick?
Russell, how are you?
Your computer staring at a whole bunch of numbers trying to figure out how I can add Bluetooth to the Wi-Fi module on our Samsung TV.
Bluetooth to your Samsung Smart TV, is that right?
So we've got one of the early Smart TVs and it didn't have Bluetooth in it, but it looks like the module can either come with just Wi-Fi or Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, but I'm trying to figure out how to confirm it.
They make little dongles you can plug in on USB ports that's got both of them.
We've got one of those on there, but it you have to reset it just about every time that you want to connect to it, which is kind of frustrating. And it doesn't turn on and off with the TV because it's got a built-in battery, so it doesn't reset then. So I was looking. I mean, they sell these modules on eBay for anywhere from $5 to $10. I'm just trying to figure out which one actually works in the TV that we've got.
Dude, how to help you on that one? I'd have to go look myself, but not much help there right now.
I've got half the battle won. I've got the part number. I'm just trying to cross-reference it to see if it'll actually work in the TV itself.
Sounds like it's a lot of fun right there, isn't it?
Yeah, for some reason, they're not too forthcoming with all the information that we need.
You just spend money and try it, and then it don't work. You got to try again.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that bad if it wasn't for the fact that I have to take the TV down, take it apart, and put it in there. Because I really don't want to take it down, take it apart, unless I got the piece to go in it.
I don't know. I've seen those dongles where they don't have batteries in them. They reset with the TV because they power up with the TV.
Well, we may have to look at a different one. Like I said, the one we got has got a built-in battery in it, so it stays on all the time and blinks continuously.
Somewhere recently, and I'll have when I get home back to my computer, I'll see if I can look it up, and I'll shoot you a text message or message somewhere to let you know what it is.
I appreciate it.
On the radio and play with your new license there last night?
We actually sat down and watched some TV and stuff. Just taking a break from all the brain mush. Just letting everything come back together.
So, I hope you're having a good Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. It's going good. Took the kitchen chairs apart, put new foam in them, and recovered them, and they're good to go.
Well, that sounds like work.
Enjoyed it. Now when I sit there in the morning and have my coffee at the table, it my butt doesn't hurt.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Dude, how's your day going?
I'm doing good. Went to church and then went out to eat with my son, and now I'm going up. I went by my stepdad since my mom passed away. He's by himself, so I went by to see him for a little bit, and now I'm on my way to my dad's. My wife's at her dad's, so too many places to be today.
Well, look on the bright side. You got them here to go and visit them, and there'll come a time when they're not here, so enjoy it while you can.
KO4HKX Friday. I try to remind myself of that. My dad and I don't have the greatest relationship, but I try to make it work.
I understand that. Sometimes it makes it hard, but you're putting forth the effort and making the effort to go through and make the best of the time you got.
Big projects coming up this week?
The current moment, but I'm sure that's subject to change at any given time. I gotta mount the battery box and stuff for the gate.
Gate on your property? You're building you a compound?
We've got a gate on the driveway since we're so far off the road. And it's got a one of those Mighty Mule gate openers on it. And it's been using those small batteries that they sell with them. and they just don't last long. So we actually got a deep cycle battery, so I'm gonna mount a little bracket out there and put that deep cycle battery in a box and have it hooked up so it'll have plenty of reserve on days like today when we don't get much sun on the solar.
Yeah, you live out there on 414, don't you?
We're on Mountain View Road, off of 414, headed toward Greer.
It is a little sparse back in that area.
How the thing goes, just keep an honest man honest, that's all we're doing.
You told me you live out there next to the school, if I remember right.
That's affirmative.
Hey, for just a minute, I'll be right back, about last 5 minutes or so. KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side for a minute.
Patrick 73, is K2RCL's clear.
All right, W2T.
Come on, Trey.
4HKX, mobile.
4HKX, K-Inform VWA. It's Sunday afternoon, man. You better be out having some fun.
Steve, are you stirring up trouble again? W2T.
You know better than that.
You two know better than that. I'm sweet and innocent.
Believe that.
Oh, can't say that I do.
I am offended and I'm going to hang up on both of you.
Today he was bragging about what his wife was planning to fix him for supper with some super good sandwiches there tonight, bragging about it on the air, and that he had to, you know, go keep an eye on things to make sure he got right.
At all. You missed it entirely. She went in to get all the goodies and all the makings for my favorite sandwiches, and I just had to go in and make sure that she didn't clean out my bank account buying up everything else from the store. Survival.
Get your sandwiches in.
But I'm getting there. Good day there, Patrick.
I'm heading up to my dad's house.
Good man, good man. That sounds good. Still have him. My dad passed about 5 years ago, and my mom about three.
I passed 40 or 50, let's see, my dad passed 64 years ago and my mother passed 21 years ago. So, and I'll be glad you've got still family, we got parents still around, Patrick, W2T.
This past February, my dad and I have never been real close, but I keep trying to work on it. And I'll keep trying until he's not here anymore, but it is what it is.
My favorite sandwiches, guys, I'm going to cut out on you, and I'm going to go in, and I just want to say, hey, Patrick, I don't know about Rusty. So I'm going in to get my favorite sandwiches. She just called me. Y'all have a good afternoon, and carry on. K-N-4, BWA. I'm clear.
W2G.
Steve, 73's to you. Go enjoy your sandwich. And, Rusty, I'm getting ready to pull into my dad's house. Sorry, I'm going to clear out after this. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, go up there and enjoy as much as you can. Enjoy having him with you, you know, as long as you can. I was like 10 years old when my dad died, so that was a long time ago. Talk to you later, Patrick. W2T.
Hey, Rusty. AC4MC.
MC. Good grief. There's a voice I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, I've been playing hooky here. I just got a new radio about 2 months ago, a little Icon 705, and I'm thinking about taking it on a trip, so I'm just sitting here on the table test driving it.
Well, it's doing a good job, and I'm not familiar with that one, but it sounds like it's doing a good job for you there.
It's been forever. How you been?
Well, let's see. Since I last talked to you, back in end of September, 1st of October, I was down visiting my sister for a week. And while I was down there, I had to have emergency surgery to get my gallbladder out. And then in January, I had COVID, and, you know, and now I'm trucking along, as they say.
Got a eventful few months there. Anyway, yeah, I heard you in there and just wanted to say hi. And we're about to pull out here and head over to some friend's house for dinner. So just want to say hi because I haven't seen you in so long. Anyway, 7-3 to you, Rusty. We'll catch you later. WU2T, AC4MC.
All right, well, you take a good, have a good one and have enjoy your dinner with friends. We'll catch up to you later. KC4MC, WU2T, clear for now.
Mr. Rusty.